This is Ozarks at Large. This week, the Fayetteville City Council voted unanimously to approve an ordinance that allows the city prosecutor to add a hate crime component to certain misdemeanor offenses. The measure was sponsored by City Council member Teresa Turk, who spoke about it at Tuesday's meeting.
We should really send a strong message that we don't tolerate this kind of activity, this kind of behavior, and we tout ourselves as an inclusive and welcoming city. Arkansas is only one of three states that currently does not have a state hate crime law. And I know there's been discussion at the state level, but we've seen that things can happen at the state level where they are not able to follow through, don't have the votes. And it seems like we should do as much as we can here locally to dissuade people from engaging in that kind of hateful behavior.
The other two states without hate crime laws are Wyoming and South Carolina. However, in August, a group of Arkansas legislators unveiled a draft hate crime bill that would enhance sentencing for crimes committed because of a person's race, national origin, religion, sexual orientation, gender identity, or disability. Governor Asa Hutchinson and Attorney General Leslie Rutledge are throwing their support behind the bill, which will go before the General Assembly next year. Turk's ordinance comes after spray-painted hate speech was used to deface a city council candidate's campaign sign and a mural on Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Here is City Attorney Kit Williams to explain the new measure.
We adopted the Arkansas State Criminal Code for the misdemeanors in that code that are listed here, 16 of them, and determined that any person who would be guilty of the misdemeanor pursuant to one of the below listed crimes, which is 16 of them, and also commit such criminal conduct with the intention or purpose to hurt, intimidate, or terrorize the victim or others because of their actual or perceived race, religion, gender, gender identity, national origin, sexual orientation, or disability would be guilty of violating this hate crime recognition as deterrence code.
The 16 misdemeanors include crimes like battery, assault, terroristic threatening, arson, harassment, and stalking. A district court judge would then be able to weigh the evidence showing hate crime intent during sentencing. But Williams says the range of penalty for the underlying offense will stay the same.
It doesn't increase the range of the punishment, which must be identical to the state punishment according to the law. But what it does do in the right case, it allows the city prosecutor to prove to a judge, or if it's appealed to a jury, why this perpetrator did what they did beyond just the intent to harm, like a normal battery or something. If they did it with this hate crime element, the prosecutor would be able to prove that, and that certainly could have an effect on the actual punishment, not the range in punishments, but it might be enough to convince the judge and jury that a more serious punishment is warranted.
State-defined misdemeanors generally involve fines and up to a year of jail time in the county jail. The new hate crime ordinance goes into effect next month.